Tens of thousands of people filled Kathmandu's streets to celebrate April 25th after Nepal's opposition called off weeks of bloody anti-monarchy protests that forced the king to restore parliament. Maoist rebels declared a ceasefire, and opposition leaders nominated a former prime minister to head the new government. The king, his army, and their guns were no match against the strength of the people, said one protester, Sangeeta Karki, at a demonstration in Kathmandu. We won, he lost. While thrilled King Gyanendra had restored parliament, many demonstrators remained wary of the incoming political leaders. Most of them are from the core of Nepal's often corrupt political clique. We are here not just to celebrate the king's defeat, but also to warn the leaders that if they betray the people, this very crowd will not leave them alive, said Sri Ram, another protester. King Gyanendra dismissed an interim government 14 months ago and seized direct control over the government, saying he needed to bring order to the country's chaotic politics and crush the Maoists, who are preventing elections from being held.